Our scripture reading for this Lord's Day comes to us from the 34th Psalm. I am reading to you verses 1 through 10. Listen for the word of God to you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord, and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear him have no want. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. May God bless this reading of his holy word to us today. Please be seated. Let us pray. O God of our lives, be with us as we hear your word to us this day. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. All this we ask, for you are our Redeemer and our strength. Amen. So I learned something this past week that I just couldn't wait to tell you about. You know, it gave me a whole new way of thinking about this time of year, new vistas, new possibilities were just opened up to me. It was one of those big ideas that sort of scrambles your brain, you know, and you think, wow, is the world ready for this? Hold on to your seats. Trader Joe's turkey and stuffing potato chips. It's true. That's right. Potato chips seasoned with turkey and stuffing flavoring. New for your palates this year. The advertising says this: our turkey and stuffing chips are Thanksgiving dinner in a chip. And just like the actual holiday meal, one helping won't be enough. And by the way, they are kosher and gluten-free. Gluten-free. Okay. Has anyone ever tried any of these things? Raise your hand if you have. Let me know now. We all want to know. It's a crazy, crazy thing to think of somebody sitting in an office somewhere and coming up with this idea. What a cool idea. Let's put Thanksgiving dinner in a potato chip, right? But I think when you think about it, when I think about it, it actually isn't all of that surprising, because the idea that all the flavors of happiness can just be organized and in one place, and we can ingest them either physically or metaphorically in one fell swoop, well, that's the dream of a lifetime for many, many people. But life isn't like that, is it? is far different from that, actually, and that is what I want to focus on with all of you this morning. Life is more like a multitude of experiences, you know, that you would, like you would find pearls on one strand. There are those experiences that are full of joy and excitement and beauty and awe. And then there are those other experiences that are more of the sadness and the sorrow and the anxiety and kind of distress variety. Some are wonderful, some are less than wonderful. Some are downright difficult to go through. You and I know that for a fact. And all the while, we don't often get to choose what experience comes our way. What often as well speaks the loudest to us, what speaks the loudest to us is often the bad stuff, the bad times. The difficult times. Many times it's the hard times that folks remember when they look back over the years of their life. We may even hear Psalm 34, which I shared for you this morning, and we may hear it with a tinge of envy, you know? The psalmist here just seems so exuberant. His thanksgiving and praise to God is just right there on his lips, and it pours forth without any effort. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually on my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And we may say, yeah, I felt that way once or twice, maybe, in my life. But wouldn't it be great if we just had that enthusiastic, no-holds-bar way of singing praise and thanksgiving to our God? I don't know about you, but I can get caught up in the hard stuff, right? I can get caught up in negative thinking, and I have to think to myself, whatever happened to my grateful heart? Where did it go? Did it just run off as if it had legs and got out of here? To compound matters, you have to know this. We are hardwired a certain way. Those of us who are Homo sapiens, it's called the negativity bias. Have you heard about this? I hope you've heard about this. It's true. In a sense, we have this alarm system inside of us that we have inherited from our human ancestors in the past, and we know they had to be hyper aware of all the threats that were out there. I mean, if you didn't listen to your alarm system, you could have possibly gotten eaten yourself. You could possibly gotten in trouble, gotten sick. There would be no one there to help you. I mean, that's all there is to it. Those that minded their P's and their Q's in this way, way, way back, as a way of being able to survive, they passed that way onto us, those propensities onto us today. And those that didn't pass along those propensities, those that didn't contribute to the gene pool, we know what happened to them, to put it kindly. And so neuroscientists have even discovered that there's this biological basis for a negativity bias that's hardwired into our systems. And so that truly is what we are also up against. And so we may go through the day and we may get reassuring good news, but then, you know, all those I guess 99 out of 100 times when we feel like, well, something bad happened or something even neutral happened, that weighs us down. Or the one bad thing weighs us down over the, you know, 99% of the good things that actually happen to us. I want to tell you a story. There was a spiritual mentor who one day was walking along a path, and his, you know, monks were dutifully following beside him. And this spiritual master, once they came upon a huge boulder that was in the way of their path, he decided to use it as a teaching moment for his monks. And so he asked his monks, "Is this boulder heavy? Is this boulder heavy?" And so all the monks, you know, they thought a minute and they said, "Well, yes, yes," almost practically in unison. "Yes, the boulder is heavy." The spiritual master said to them, "I want you to think about your answer. The boulder is not heavy if you don't pick it up." Right? There's a point there. The boulder is not heavy if you don't pick it up. And my guess is we get to the boulders, we get to the obstacles in our path, and the problem is we pick them up and carry them. We either carry them, you know, on our backs, or we carry the rocks, the stones, the pebbles that we come across that are the little obstacles, the little hard times. We carry those on our backs as well. And so we get so weighed down without even thinking that we may even have a choice in the matter. What might be another option? Is there another option? Do we have a choice? Maybe it's to acknowledge the difficulties. Maybe it's to see clearly the boulders and the rocks, the stones, the pebbles in our way, be they representing deep family distress, failures, debilitating grief, all those things that are challenges, sadness, anxieties, fears, distress of all kinds, you name it. Maybe what we need to do is acknowledge them, see them. We're not being asked to put on rosy-colored glasses. We're not being asked to look around at everyone and put on a happy face and just say, "I'm fine, I'm fine." Maybe what we need to do is to notice them, face them, but realize it isn't up to us to hoist them on our backs, right? It isn't up to us to just toss all those stones or those pebbles as if we had a backpack, you know, back there, and we're just going to carry that backpack with us all throughout life. Maybe we are called to say, "Yes, they are there, but God is too. God is there helping us, teaching us, showing us, guiding us, helping us make it through. Maybe helping us by actually carrying the boulder for us with God. Is it heavy?" We're talking about God here. Maybe God is teaching us to just face the boulder and is saying, "I'm going to stand right here by your side as you are facing it. You have a friend in me." Maybe God is showing us how to walk around the boulder, helping us get to the other side, but saying, "You're going to learn something through this." There are many, many, many forms of help. The beautiful thing about making a different kind of choice is that in this way our gratitude, it stays intact. especially when life is just far from rosy and when those pearls on the strand speak more to us of sorrow than of joy. This is as direct as I can say it. When our hearts expand to include not only the beautiful and the wonderful and the delightfully awe-inspiring things in life, but also the ways that God sustains us through the tough stuff and all those things that have been less than perfect in our eyes, when our hearts expand to include all of that, that is gratitude. That is thanksgiving. Notice the full nature of what the psalmist says in Psalm 34. Yes, shares thanksgiving and praise to God, but in a certain way, with a special kind of tone and flavor to it. Quote, I sought the Lord and he answered me from all my fears. Quote, this poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. And later on in the 18th verse of the psalm, we read this. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. This is language that reminds us that obstacles and the big boulders that we meet are there, but we don't need to be so concerned about how much they weigh. What is our focus is how much love carries. There's a difference, really. A huge difference. If gratitude is hard to come by right now and you think, oh, it's Thanksgiving and where is my gratitude? What am I really thankful for? How do I find that joy and that enthusiasm? Where do I embrace it once again? Remember that your obstacles and your burdens are there for you to face, but not for you to carry alone. Whoever told you that you need to carry them alone? Certainly not your God. What were the words of the Apostle Paul? Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Thanks be to God for God's word to us today. Amen.